This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, for the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA. The Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Our correspondent reports that Bhutan Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge and the Prime Minister of Fiji Manoa Kamikamika will also attend the conference. The winter session of Parliament will commence today. The session will continue till the 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on Tuesday on account of the commemoration of Constitution Day. The government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi yesterday ahead of the session. The meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that the party has sought discussion on several issues. Ahead of the winter session of Parliament, in an exclusive interview to Akashwani News, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the Constituent Assembly. He appealed to the members to establish highest standards of decorum in Parliament. The full interview can be heard on the Surkhiyome program of Akashwani News today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM-led India Bloc leader Hemant Soren met Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi yesterday and staked his claim to form the government. He tendered his resignation as Chief Minister to the Governor before staking claim. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Soren said the swearing-in ceremony of the new government will take place on the 28th of November. Earlier, Mr. Soren, who is the JMM Executive President, was elected as the leader of the India Bloc in a meeting of newly elected MLAs of the Alliance in Ranchi. The India Bloc comprises the JMM, the Congress, the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist. The Bloc has secured 56 seats in the 81-member State Assembly. On the other hand, BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. In Uttar Pradesh, at least three people died during a violent clash that broke out after a court-ordered survey at the Jama Masjid in Sambhal district. Commissioner of Muradabad Division, Anjanya Kumar Singh said that the team was returning after completion of the survey. Some individuals in the crowd started pelting stones on police personnel stationed at the site and torched vehicles. Police said several people, including women, have been taken into custody in connection with the incident. The police force from neighbouring districts have been called in and the situation is now under control. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in coastal Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 2 days. Isolated heavy rainfall is also likely over Kerala, Mahi, South Coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. IMD has predicted light to moderate rainfall at a few places, south coastal Andhra Pradesh, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, West Bengal, Odisha, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the week. In cricket, centuries by Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal have put India in a dominant position against host Australia on day three of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth yesterday. The visitors picked up 3 wickets in quick succession to reduce Australia to 12 for the loss of 3 wickets at the draw of stumps. And that's the end of this news bulletin.